My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is now over.
President Joe Biden spoke to the American people Tuesday about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. He framed it as not just the end of the evacuation operation or the end of America's longest war, but as the end of an era. He says we've got to learn from our mistakes as, in his words, we turn the page on the foreign policy that has guided our nation for the last two decades. For Biden, that means two things: setting missions with clear, achievable goals and staying focused on the national security interests of the United States.
This decision about Afghanistan is not just about Afghanistan. It's about ending an era of major military operations to remake other countries. We saw a mission of counterterrorism in Afghanistan, getting the terrorists and stopping attacks, morph into a counterinsurgency, nation building, trying to create a democratic, cohesive, and united Afghanistan, something that has never been done over many centuries of Afghan's history.
He defended his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, saying August 31st was not an arbitrary deadline, but rather one designed to save American lives. He referred to the agreement then-President Donald Trump signed with the Taliban in Doha.
My predecessor, the former president, signed an agreement with the Taliban to remove U.S. troops by May the 1st, just months after I was inaugurated. It included no requirement that Taliban work out a cooperative governing arrangement with the Afghan government, but it did authorize the release of 5,000 prisoners last year, including some of the Taliban's top war commanders, among those who just took control of Afghanistan. And by the time I came to office, the Taliban was in its strongest military position since 2001. Controlling or contesting nearly half of the country.
As Biden explains his decisions and points to the Trump administration's role, he's facing strong criticism from political opponents, not least among them the conservative Freedom Caucus in Congress. Representative Lauren Boebert is a Republican from Colorado.
As the Taliban celebrate victory from an unconditional surrender, we with the House Freedom Caucus demand accountability. It is time for action. The American people are fed up. I'm fed up. The people standing here with me today are fed up.
Boebert was one of a number of Freedom Caucus members who held a news conference on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Scott Perry is a Republican from Pennsylvania.
This is more than neglect. This is a betrayal. This is a betrayal of their oath. It is a betrayal of their country. It is a betrayal of everything we hold dear. This is not a surrender of America by American people, by American citizens. This is a surrender by Joe Biden and the people around him that refuse to stand up and say absolutely not.
The Freedom Caucus members describe themselves as agitated and riled, and they're calling for some action. Republican Clay Higgins of Louisiana has offered some action in the House of Representatives.
This morning I introduced three resolutions calling for resignation. One for the President of our United States, another for his Secretary of Defense, and another for his Chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
They're also calling for the removal of Democrat Nancy Pelosi from her position as Speaker of the House. None of that is likely to happen, but the calls for resignations or impeachment show the high political stakes, especially as the midterm elections approach. Meanwhile, President Biden says the U.S. remains able and willing to fight terrorism around the world, even without the traditional boots-on-the-ground approach of invasion and occupation. Instead, he's moving toward an approach of surveillance and air control, largely using drone attacks like the one carried out in Kabul this week.
To those who wish America harm, to those who engage in terrorism against us or our allies, know this: the United States will never rest. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down to the ends of the earth, and you will pay the ultimate price.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.